This is Deutsch.
Hey, good afternoon, listeners. Today we're going to continue with our German history. And as you can see from the link that you click, we're going to talk about a guy called Theodor Körner. He was a soldier and a poet who was born in 1791 and died in August 26th, 1813. The reason he's important is because during that time was the Napoleonic Wars, and he was a pretty famous poet from Vienna, Germany, well, Austria, but it was part of the Holy Roman Empire that was dissolved eventually in 1806 by Napoleon Bonaparte. And he was an interesting character. He was super nationalistic, and he supported the idea of a united Germany. And so, just like other guys who supported United Germany, there's a song called What is the German Fatherland, where they sing, wherever the German tongue is used, that's the German Fatherland. And he was one of these nationalistic people, but he also was very socialist in a way that he thought that wealth should be redistributed, and very interesting. And during the Napoleonic Wars, he joined a group of soldiers known as the Lützowswaldjagd, or in German, Lützower Jäger. It was the first time that an army was created from all the different German states, and their uniform was black with red ribbons and golden buttons. They are represented today in our German flag. And so there's paintings of him while he's wearing his uniform, as you can see from the above the link. I have one of those pictures there. And he really unified people with his poems, and he had a bunch of war poems, and there's one I want to introduce to you. It's called The Federal Song Before the Battle, and it's very patriotic and very dramatic. I mean, it starts out with in the dawn of the morning, and really courageous, we will fight, and it just goes on and goes on, and it's time that we should not be subordinate to other countries and let the German tree grow. And it's just really, really heartfelt. Like in the last verse, he says, once we will die, at least our descendants will live in peace. And then he says, goodbye into a better world. And it's just the whole poem is just, I mean, it's a really, really long poem, but you can really see how he feels for Germany. Like, oh, through God, we want to try it, united in destiny, put our hearts towards the altar and go towards the death. Oh, Fatherland, we want to die for you. And it's just the whole thing super, super patriotic. And of course, I'm going to show you a little bit of the, there's a song that was written about. It's kind of modern, but it was written in 1813, so right before he died. So he never see united Germany. But he is one of the reasons that this army group became immortal in Germany, and that's the reason why we have it represented in our flag. And it's just really, a really fascinating guy. I mean, he just would sacrifice everything and remained optimistic the whole time for his ideal to unite Germany, which many Germans wanted to do. I mean, France was united, Britain was united, Spain was united at that time. But at that point, it was basically only two countries in Europe that haven't reached unification. That was Italy and Germany. And it was just very, a very big desire for the growing nationalism that helped in Germany. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, and thanks for listening.